had a wrench in my hand. I was my mama's elect, my daddy's second chance. He went in the ring. First year he went pro, and he lost part of his eyesight, so he couldn't race no more. He never lost his touch when he got under a hood. He knew how to make them run. He knew what day he would see his name in Victor Lane and played on that cup, just like all the other crazy fools are racing in their blood. He put me on his lap when he drive, and I take the wheel. And he say, "What do you think about that, son?" I miss you too. Little legs get long enough to reach the gas. Once you put her on the floor one time, there ain't no turning back. Every Saturday, he'd take me out to the garage. He'd take an empty bucket and fill it full of engine parts. He'd send them out and pour them out for me on the floor. I'd have to tell him was and what each one was for. He'd tell me his old car and go down to the race that night. He'd tell me what his driver was doing wrong, what each one did right. He could always pick the winner for the Everton curb. Number three might have the car, but 43's got the nerve. But I'm gonna leave it up to you. Taught you all about it. Taught you everything I know. You gotta have a car to do it. You gotta work and buy your own. Mustang number two. Nobody kept them any longer. Then they kept a pair of shoes. They started showing up at every used car lot in town. A V8 on the go-kart, easy terms, no money down. Me and Daddy and my uncle took her home. We tore her down. We checked her out real good, cleaned her up, bored her out. Seats, pulled the carpet out the doors, knocked out all the glass, and we welded up the doors. Well, the first time that I raced, my qualifying was the same. I started that way in the back, came back about the same. Pulled her in the pit, couldn't look my daddy in the eye. He said, "If you quit now, son, it's gonna haunt you all your life." You gotta know when it's all over, you did the best you could have done. And knowing that it's in you, and you never let it out, it's worse than blowing any engines or any wreck you ever had. Since then I wrecked a bunch of cars, and I broke a bunch of bones. It's anybody's race out there, and I learned to run my own. I shoot them in the wall, I'd hit them from behind. I'd let them know that I was there. I'd let them know that track was mine. It's been several years since my daddy passed away, but there's pictures on my dash every time I go to race. I lost more than I won, but I ain't gonna give up till they put me in the ground or daddy's name is on that car.